Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Establishing an umbrella organisation to help coordinate research and innovation is the aim of the Advanced Technology Institute bill being looked at by the Education and Science Committee. The Advanced Technology Institute, or ATI, will assist universities, research institutes and businesses to cooperate and collaborate in order to improve and grow the country's research and development sector. Making a submission on the bill was Business New Zealand Chief Executive Phil O'Reilly.
I personally have had long experience in looking at and working in the innovation framework of New Zealand. I was also one of the co-authors of the Powering Innovation Report, which led to the bill that you see today. So won't surprise you at all to know that Business New Zealand is very supportive of the establishment of the Advanced Technology Institute.
Phil O'Reilly explained why the ATI was needed.
It points to a very important gap that's been visible in some time in the New Zealand innovation scene that most other countries have done something about, and that is how you power innovation in high-tech manufacturing and services businesses. A lot of New Zealand's innovation experience has been around powering innovation in agriculture businesses. No bad thing, of course. That's fantastic. That's how we got rich as a nation. But manufacturing and agriculture is fundamentally different. If you solve a problem for a farmer, you've solved a problem for 100 farmers. If you solve a problem for a manufacturer, you've solved a problem just for that manufacturer largely. So the nature of innovation uptake and the nature of how we get those companies to invest more in R&D, for all of the reasons I think that just about every New Zealander would agree with, is a very different thing.
Also making a submission on the bill was Waikato University's co-vice-chancellor of research, Professor Alexander Gillespie.
We think the ATI is a wonderful idea. We think we're 4 million people and we must cooperate more. To us it makes eminent sense for industry and economic growth and research providers. We see this as something that we have an interest to speak about because at Waikato University and also in Tauranga now, we're already doing this work. We are involved in commercialisation. We're clocking up $130 million per year in research contracts. And with this experience, we think we can offer a few comments.
Professor Gillespie insisted universities needed representation on the ATI advisory panel.
The universities who are currently putting in $802 million per year into research have not got an explicit recognition in this body. And so with the stakeholders advisory group, our recommendation is the universities are explicitly recognised because we are the ones doing the research and providing often the high end of the outputs. Having said that, with our recommendation that the universities are part of the stakeholders advisory group, we would not wish them to be a cherry-picked university, but have a representative from the New Zealand Universities Committee on there.
Professor Gillespie also wanted clarifications around regional representation on the ATI board.
Hamilton does not claim to be a super city. But we do, however, claim that we have got 15% of the nation's researchers, over 1,000 PhD qualified staff. Our concern with the way that the board is at the moment is that regional representation is not clear. And so we believe that the areas where the economic growth has the strongest potential should be recognised.
And another submission came from Economic Development Agencies of New Zealand Executive Director Samantha Seath, who warned against the doubling up of work among research institutes.
We're very supportive of ATI, but we also want to make sure that there is not, again, duplication across where the currently Economic Development Agencies work. We've been through this in the past with government agencies where duplication has occurred and what it does is it tends to cause confusion.
That was Economic Development Agencies of New Zealand Executive Director Samantha Seath. But back now to Phil O'Reilly, who urged the committee not to tinker with the bill.
If this thing is done well, it will be the single most positive event in research and innovation for the high-value manufacturing and services sector in the last 25 years. Indeed, I'd say in my lifetime, this will be, I think, the biggest change in a generation and the biggest positive change if we get it well. So my plea to you is not to try and double-guess it. Set up the structure, allow it to find its own feet, hold it to account, for example, through some review if you want to do that. But, you know, I think if we try and set lots of rules at this stage around what it might do, we may actually find that 5 years down the track it's trying to do things that we never dreamt it would do. So I'm all for trying to set the structure up, hold it to account through the funding mechanisms, let it get on and create a great outcome for New Zealand.
Business New Zealand Chief Executive Phil O'Reilly making a submission on the Advanced Technology Institute Bill to the Education and Science Committee, which is due to report it back to the House by November 6. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.